啊，上次我们查考到诗篇的第八篇啊。
Last time we studied to Psalm chapter
8. 那本来要讲第二个部分啊，就是主的名何其美。
And we talked about the beginning, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
啊，但是因为这个部分呢、啊，在灵布道会的时候已经讲了，所以我们就直接进入到第九章。那彼得哈，在正道的时候，那像当时听道理的人哈，谈到我们的主啊是审判的主。
When Peter was preaching, he called our God the Lord of judgment.
那为什么我们的主是审判的主呢
？And why is our God the Lord of judgment?
我们看使徒行传十一章。使徒行传十一章第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。第十章这里是彼得哈、啊、到了哥尼流他们家里来对他们宣传福音了。
In this passage, this is when Peter came to the house of Cornelius.
啊，使徒行传第十章的三十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
那彼得就开始。传说神是不偏待人的。
Peter said that God shows no partiality.
那在这一段里头哈，从三十四节到四十三节啊，他提到我们的主啊是创造的主啊，创造世界的主。
And from 34 to 43, he talks about how our God is the God of creation.
然后呢，我们的主也是救世主。
And he is the one who saves all man.
然后也是复活的主。
Is a God who has resurrected.
因为他是创造的主。
Because he is the creator.
他要拯救世间的人。
And he wants to save all mankind.
那他从死里复活，所以他才有办法来拯救人类。
And because he has resurrected, this is how he is able to save all mankind.
那为了要拯救人啊，当然有的人会相信，有的人不相信。有的人相信主，有的不相信主啊。所以要怎么样对待这些相信跟不相信的人？
And so how can we deal with or interact with those who believe or do not believe?
因为有的人相信，有人不相信。
Because some may believe and some do not.
所以就是必须要有一个审判的工作。
We need to bring in the work of judgment.
所以我们的主啊也是审判的主。
Because our God is the Lord of judgment.
那为什么有这个审判的工作？
And why is there the work of judgment?
请看。启示录。
And let us turn to Revelation.
启示录十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
第七节。
Verse 7.
启示录十四章第七节。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 7.
说他大声说啊，应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因为他施行审判的时候已经到了。应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水泉源的。
Verse 7, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and springs of water.
所以审判的工作啊，为的就是要让人能够敬畏神。
So the reason that judgment exists is so that a man will worship God.
而且能够将荣耀归给神。
And give the glory to God.
所以主要说将来要审判这个世界。
So in the future, Jesus will judge this world.
那最主要是要让大家都能够敬畏神。
And the reason is so that everyone will fear him.
因为有审判的存在。
And because judgment exists.
那审判是确定的，是一定的。
And judgment is for sure.
因为他既然有办法来创造世界，来创造人类
，and because he has the ability to create all man，
然后他有办法来设计救恩
，and he has ability to bring about salvation，
来完成救恩呢，叫主耶稣从死里复活
，and to complete salvation by having Jesus resurrect from the dead，
所以他就有这个能力来审判
，so he has the power to for judgment，
那因为人要面临审判。
And because man needs to face judgment.
那听到审判，大家都会很害怕。
And once everyone hears about judgment, they will be afraid.
那现在当然有的人不怕啊。
There are some who are not afraid.
有人是做着梦死，不是不怕，应该是装作不知道。
And some are in denial, and they do not fear.
因为只要是知道有审判的事情的话，那他们会很伤心。
Because if they were to face the reality of judgment, they would be very sorrowful.
那他们呢，宁可哈享受最终之乐，在罪里面生活，在罪中生活。在罪恶当中生活。
Oh, they would rather live in a life of evil, a sin.
所以都不愿意离开罪恶。
And they are not willing to leave sin.
比如说，卓传道在证道的时候，他提到有一位慕道者，他都不愿意来信主。
And like the pastor shared that, there was a true seeker who was unwilling to come to believe in God.
这位慕道者的太太啊，她蒙受到主耶稣很大的恩典。
This true seeker's wife received much grace from God.
所以做先生的人当然是知道了。
And as a husband, he knew about all of these graces.
但很多传道就勉励他，鼓励他要来信主。
And there were many pastors who encouraged him to believe in Christ.
那他本人呢，不否认说，的确啊，主耶稣是医治他妻子的疾病哈。那主耶稣也有全能，他也相信天国跟地狱。
He acknowledges that it was God who healed his wife, and he recognizes that there is heaven and earth, heaven and hell.
但是目前他还不能够接受主啊。
But yet he is unable to accept God.
因为他还在罪中生活。
Because he is still living in a life of sin.
很早，大概我还没当传道以前呢，那有一次就还在费城，那几个弟兄姐妹就相邀哈，到华盛顿 D.C. 啊那边去访问。
Many years ago, when I was still in Philadelphia, the members would go to Washington, D.C. to visit.
那以前没有 GPS 啊。
And there was no GPS at the time.
所以到了那个地方附近啊，就迷路了。
And when we would get around the area, we would get lost.
那我们远远看到有一位警察啊，站在路口。
And from in the distance, we saw that there was a police officer standing at the street.
那个警察还站得哈，这个很挺直的，戴一副这个太阳眼镜。
And he was standing very upright, wearing sunglasses.
所以我们很高兴呢，就开车去见了那位警察，想要问路。
So we happily drove to that police officer to ask him for directions.
结果下车以后才知道那个是假人。
And after we got out of the car, then we realized that it was a fake person.
但是像真的一样，就很挺直啊，就戴太阳眼镜。
But he looked very real. He was standing very upright, wearing sunglasses.
那我在想说，为什么他要那个假人呢？放个假人在那里
？Why did they put a fake police officer there？
就是让那个想要作恶的人啊，想要偷了要抢的人啊，看到那个警察就害怕。
So that those who wanted to do evil, who wanted to rob, would see it and be afraid.
因为警察会抓人。
Because the police will arrest you.
那我们有些时候开车的话，是很怕警察哈，怕被开罚单。
And sometimes when we are driving, we are afraid to get a ticket.
所以大家都很害怕审判。
So everyone is very afraid of judgment.
那怕的话，就要敬畏啊，敬畏那个审判工作，敬畏警察啊，我们在。世界上的敬畏警察。
And if we are afraid, then we will have fear toward God.
尤其啊，警察就戴这个太阳眼镜啊。
Just like this police officer wearing sunglasses.
很有威严的样子。
He looked very stern.
所以人人看到都敬畏三分呐。
So those who saw him would feel very afraid.
那我们的主也是一样啊。
And our God is the same.
因为他将来也要审判。
In the future, he will judge us.
所以我们知道，我们已经知道的。
And we know what we already know.
因为我们相信他，就是审判主啊。
We believe that he is the Lord of judgment.
所以我们自然就会怕，我们就不敢做一些犯罪的事情啊，得罪神的事情。
So naturally, we will fear and be afraid to sin.
所以这个就是审判的目的。
So this is the purpose of judgment.
就是要把那个好人坏人分别出来。
To separate the evil from the good people.
那第诗篇的第九章就是在谈这个事情。
And so Psalm chapter 9 discusses this.
我们回来看诗篇第九篇。
Let us return to Psalm chapter
9. 诗篇第九篇。
Psalm
9. 我们来念一遍哈。那咱念的时候呢？我们要注意一些关键字。
Let us read the psalm together and notice some key words.
我们的关键字呢是审判，所以有审判的时候你就特别注意一下。
And one of the key words is judge, so pay a special attention to the word when you read it.
还有外邦人，外邦。
And also Gentile.
那我们有这个观念以后，我们来读第九篇。
And so with this in mind, let us read Psalm chapter 9.
大家一起读。
Let us read aloud together.
从第一节到二十节。
From verse 1 to 20.
预备练第一节，我要一心称谢神，我要传扬你一切奇妙的作为。二，我要因你欢喜快乐，至高者啊，我要歌颂你的名。三，我的仇敌转身退去的时候，他们见你的面就跌倒灭亡。第四，因你已经为我伸冤，为我辩屈，你坐在宝座上按公义审判。五，你曾斥责外邦，你曾灭绝恶人，你曾涂抹他们的名，直到永永远远。六，仇敌到了尽头，他们被毁坏，直到永远。你拆毁他们的诚意，连他们的名号都归于无有。七，唯有主坐着为王，直到永远。他已经为审判摆设的宝座。八，他要按公义审判世界，按正直判断万民。九，主要给受欺压的人做高台，在患难的时候做高台。第十，主啊，认识你名的人要依靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。十一，应当歌颂居锡安的主，将他所行的传扬在众民中。十二，因为那追讨流人血的罪，他纪念受屈的人，不忘记困苦人的哀求。十三，主啊，你是从死边把我提拔起来的，求你怜恤我，看那恨我的人所加给我的苦难。十四，好叫我述说你一切的美德，我必在锡安城的门因你的救恩欢乐。十五，外邦人陷在自己所挖的坑中，他们的脚在自己暗设的网罗里缠住了。十六，主已经将自己显明了，他已施行审判，恶人被自己的所做的缠住了。十七，恶人就是忘记神的外邦人，必归到阴间。十八，穷乏人必不永远被忘，困苦人的指望必不永远落空。十九，主啊，求你起来，不容人得胜，愿外邦人在你面前受审判。二十，主啊，求你使外邦人恐惧，愿他们知道自己不过是人。所以我们读了第九篇以后，大概已经有些概念。
After we have read this once through, we may have a bit of concept what it's about.
第一个，这个第九篇一直在重复审判。
There is a theme of judgment in this.Repeating in the psalm,
也在重复的外邦人。
And the nations is repeated.
那二十节啊，就是他最主要的目的。
And verse 20 is the main point.
说主啊，求你使外邦人恐惧，因着你的审判而恐惧。
And verse 20 says, "Put them in fear, O Lord, that this fear is caused by the judgment."
那愿他们知道自己只不过是人，敌不过神的。
That they may know that they are but men, that they cannot overcome God.
虽然他们故意要违抗神，故意不认识神，但是他们到后来不过是人而已。
That they may purposely not try to know God or not listen to God, but at the end they are only men.
也就是让他们知道神的自己人是人的渺小，神的伟大。
And this is to show them that man is insignificant and how mighty God is.
好，那我们大概了解以后，我们就来看本文了哈。
And to understand this, we will look at the original text.
我们先来看谁有资格来进行审判。
And first, let us look at who is worthy to enter into judgment.
当然是坐在宝座宝座的王。
It is, oh, the one who is worthy to judge is he who sits on the throne.
第四节跟第七节提到坐在宝座做王。
Verse 4 and verse 7, it mentions that he is seated on his throne.
没有一个人可以做审判工作，只有审判的主他才能够审判。
So there is no one who is worthy to judge except for God who sits on the throne.
因此我们就不能够做审判工作。
So for us, we cannot carry out the works of judgment.
我们不能够替神来做审判工作。
And we cannot replace God in carrying out judgment.
有些人说我要替天行道。 替天行道，替天来审判。
Some people will say, I am going to take the place of heaven and to execute justice.
那这是不行的，因为审判是属于神的。
And this is not right because judgment belongs to God.
比如说我们不能说哪一个人你会灭亡他今天不信主，不代表明天他不会信主啊。
For example, you cannot say that one person, this person is going to be condemned because they do not believe, but you do not know if they will believe.
而是说他假如不信主的话，他会灭亡啊。
We can just only say that if they do not believe, they will be condemned.
那审判的对象啊，就是外邦人，也是恶人啊。
And who is the object of the judgment? It is the nations.
所以里面也一直提到外邦人。
And so here is repeats the nations.
那这些外邦人呢，就是十七节所说的恶人呢，就是忘记神的外邦人。
And in verse 17 it says the wicked, these are all the nations that forget God.
那当我们很有自信呢，因为我们不是外邦人，所以我们就不会受审判。
And so we have confidence that because we are not Gentiles, that we will not be judged.
但是呢，也有的人哈。是穿着外邦人的衣服啊。
But there are those who wear the clothing of the nations.
因为我们信耶稣的时候，神已经给我们一件的细麻衣哈。
Because when we were baptized, God gave us a fine linen clothing.
那细麻衣啊，就是很干净、很清洁的。
And this fine linen clothing is very pure and clean.
那细麻衣也是代表着信徒的义行啊，所行的义。
And it represents the good deeds of the saints.
所以我们是穿着细麻衣的。
So we are the ones wearing this white linen.
因此我们就不会受审判了。
And so therefore we will not enter into judgment.
那有的人是穿着外邦人的衣服啊，虽然是已经信主了，但是还是穿着外邦人的衣服。
But some who believe still wear the clothing of the nations.
那这种人当然要接受审判了。
And these are those who will enter into judgment.
虽然他的身份啊已经接受过洗礼，但是他还是穿着外邦人的衣服。
Even though they have already been baptized, they still wear the clothing of the Gentile nations.
像当时啊，神告诉那些以色列百姓啊，说你们假如心归向埃及的话，那你们要灭亡的。心归向埃及。
At the time, Moses.
那就告诉那些百姓。
Moses said to the people that if your heart turns toward Egypt, then you will be condemned.
虽然他们人已经出了埃及。
You will be lost, even though they had physically left Egypt at the time.
那当然了，他们人就不在埃及呀。可是他们心呢，还是归向埃及，心在埃及。
Although they had physically left the country of Egypt, but their hearts were still remaining there.
所以穿着外邦人的衣服，就是他们的心思意念，连行为都像外邦人的样子。
So that means that their appearance is like the Gentiles, that their actions are like the Gentiles.
那这个也是要受审判了。
And they will still be judged.
那另外一种也肯定会受审判。
And then there's another type who will also be judged.
就是赤身而行啊，他也没有细麻衣，那他也没有外邦人的衣服，他什么都没有哈。
It is those who are naked; they do not have a fine linen or anything, or the clothing of the Gentiles.
这个当然也是要受审判的。
And they will also be judged.
好像那个主是讲一个婚宴的比喻啊，婚礼的比喻啊。
Just like Jesus told the parable of a wedding feast.
哇，很多人呢都进到里面去。喝喜酒，吃喜酒。
Many people were there to drink and be merry.
很好吃东西呀，大家都进去。
There was many people were going in to celebrate.
可是主人去看呢，哇，怎么有人没有穿着礼服
？But the master came and said, "Why are some not dressed in the wedding clothes?"
所以没有穿着礼服的人，就会被丢到外面的黑暗里。
And those who were not dressed appropriately were cast out into the darkness.
那一样的，在启示录告诉我们说，我们要保守我们自己衣服，要看守自己的衣服啊。
And in Revelation, it also says that we need to be careful, to be mindful of our clothing.
因为我们已经有那一件啊细麻衣。
Because we already have clothing of fine linen.
不要丢了。
And do not lose it.
丢了的话就会赤身而行。
If you lose it, you will be naked.
这个是会受审判。
And you will be judged.
所以这是要审判外邦人呢。
And so the judgment comes to the Gentile nations.
那我们不要再回去呀，这个心思意念不要再做外邦人的样子。
So in our hearts, we should not return to the life or the attitude of the Gentiles.
那按什么标准来审判呢
？And what is the standard of judgment?
我们看十七节哈。
Let's look at verse 17.
看第九篇第四节。
Psalm chapter 9 verse 17.
不是，对不起啊，第四节。
Excuse me, verse 4.
九篇第四啊。
Chapter 9, chapter 9 verse 4.
So 按着公义审判。
And it says, you will judge in righteousness.
那我们人不能够按照了公义来审判呢？
And man is unable to judge in righteousness.
因为公义必须还要看到人的内心呢。
Because righteousness requires for us to see into the hearts of man.
因为人的内心哈是最重要的。
Because what is inside the heart of man is what is most important.
人可以用外表哈来掩饰他内心的动机。
And man can manifest what is inside them through their actions.
但是神是公义的神。
But God is righteous.
因为他有办法看透人的内心。
Because he is able to see into the hearts of man.
但是人没有办法。
But man is unable to do this.
所以他要按着公义啊来审判。
So he will judge us in righteousness.
那人没有办法做到公义。
And man is unable to attain this level of righteousness.
那再看第七节啊。
Let us look at verse 7.
啊，第八节。
And verse 8.
他要按公义审判世界，按正直判断万民。
He will judge the world in righteousness, and he will administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness.
啊，所以这是告诉我们哈，说他审判的标准就是按着他的公义。
So his standard is to judge by righteousness.
因为我们的神是公义的神，所以他本身才能够做审判的工作。
And because he himself is righteous, this is why he is able to judge.
假如他自己不公义的话，那他就不能够审判人了。
If he himself was not righteous, he would not be able to judge man.
因为人呐有缺点。
Because man has shortcomings.
所以人就不能够审判人。
So man cannot judge other men.
啊，只有公义啊。的神才能够审判。
Only the righteous God can judge.
那审判的结果
And what is the result of judgment?
就受冤的就得到平反。
That the oppressed will receive a refuge.
啊，第四节哈，说已经为我伸冤呐，为我辩屈的。
In verse 4, he has maintained my right and my cause.
那第十三节。
In verse 13.
说这个受欺压的啊，就能够得到提拔，得到高升。
Those who are in trouble will be lifted up.
那十八节，穷困的人就能够得到指望。
And in verse 18, the needy will be not forgotten.
那恶人呢，就消失了。
And the wicked will perish.
那也还被自己所设的网罗，然后就缠住了。
Sorry.
被自己所设的网罗缠住了，恶人呢？
Those.
16.
Oh, the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands.
啊，那神的名呢，就能够得到荣耀。
And the name of God will be glorified.
啊，那这是这一篇的大概的内容啊。
And this is the general content of the psalm.
所以我们来看看这个应用方面哈，什么应用？应用这一篇啊，什么道理可以学
？So what can we learn from this psalm?
主是为王啊，他能够审判万民呢。
God as the king can judge all man.
那我们也要跟基督一同做王，审判万民。
And we also need to be kings with Lord Jesus and to judge all man.
但是我们要行在正义的路上。
But we must walk in the path of righteousness.
因为神他是按着公义来审判。
Because God judges in righteousness.
所以我们只要是行在公义的路上啊，我们也能够跟主一同做王来审判世界。
So if we are walking in the path of righteousness, we can also judge in righteousness with God.
啊，请看马太福音。
Let us turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音十九章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 28.
十九章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 19 verse 28.
耶稣说：“我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，到父亲的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上啊，审判以色列的十二个支派。”
So Jesus said to them, "Assuredly I say to you that in the regeneration, when the Son of Man sits on the throne of His glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel."
啊，所以。我们跟随主的人跟随到底的人以后也要审判 十二个支派。
So those who follow God, follow him to the end will also judge the 12 tribes.
那再看启示录二十章。
Now let us turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章第四节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 4.
我要看见几个宝座，也要坐在上面的啊，有几个，不是只有一个宝座，有几个宝座哈、啊，那有人坐在上面。并有审判的权柄赐给他们。
And here in verse 4 it says that there are thrones, and this is more than one throne, and judgment was committed to them.
啊，那些人啊是什么人？就是为耶稣做见证的哈、啊，被为神的道被斩的人的灵魂啊，没有拜过像啊。
And who is there at the throne? It is the souls who have been beheaded and those who have witnessed for Jesus.
这些人都是行道的人，行道的人、啊、有资格将来要与主一同来审判。
So these are all those who walked on the path of righteousness, so they are worthy to judge along with Lord Jesus.
所以我们基督徒有审判的权柄。
So as Christians, we have the right to judge.
所以我们的身份呢、啊、跟一般人就不一样。
So our status is different from most people.
我们要很勇敢呢。
And we have to be brave.
我们要自信。
We must be confident.
因为我们要审判权。
Because we have the right to judge.
好，那我们怎么来进行审判呢？
And how do we execute or carry out this judgment?
因为主耶稣说，他不审判人，他的道理在末日要审判人。
Because Jesus says that he does not judge people, that his word or the gospel will judge people in the last day.
因为我们在传福音的时候。
And when we are preaching.
我们都是在讲福音书、啊、福音的内容。
We are sharing the contents of the gospel.
那福音的内容就信而受洗的人、啊、必然得救、啊、
And the content of the gospel is that those who are baptized will be saved.
那不信的话就要灭亡。
And those who do not believe will be condemned.
说信不信，就在听的人做一个选择。
And so, it is the choice of those who hear whether or not they want to believe.
那不信的话就继续在那个灭亡的当中、啊、
And if they do not want to believe, they will remain in the state of、啊destruction.
这个就是审判。
And this is the judgment.
所以你看，我们很不简单。
And so this is not easy.
我们比法官还大。
We are greater than the judges in the world.
因为我们也在做审判工作。
Because we are also doing the work of judgment.
所以我们现在也要有自己做一个选择。
So today we need to make a decision.
我们将来主耶稣来临的时候。
One day when Jesus comes.
因为他要审判。
Because he will judge.
那我们到底是要做审判的人，还是要做被审判的人
？Do we want to be the one who will be judged, or one who judges others？
那我们刚刚提过，就是穿着外邦人的衣服。
And we mentioned before that if you are wearing Gentile clothing，
那赤身而行的
，or you are naked，
那这些在主看起来就像外邦人一样。
And you will look just like the Gentiles in God's eyes。
那主也说哈。
And Jesus said，
啊，假设一个弟兄啊得罪神了、啊。
That if a brother offends God.
那我们知道了。
And they knew that what
they should have done. 那我们就去劝告他。
Or we know, and we went to encourage them or exhort them.
因为我们是知道，我们第一个知道，我们是看到他得罪神，他犯罪。
Because we see how they are wronging God.
那我们就劝告他哈。
And we go to encourage them.
那他就是不听的话。
If they do not listen.
那他再邀几个信徒啊，一起去劝他。
Then to get a couple of other brothers to go with you to also exhort them.
那只要是再不听的话，
and if they still do not listen,
那就去告诉教会的，
then go to tell the church.
那再不听，
and if they still do not listen,
就看他像是外邦人一样，
then treat them as if they are a Gentile.
所以他只要是不听的话，也是像外邦人一样。
So if they do not listen, they are the same as a Gentile.
也就是那些硬心不悔改的信徒，也是像外邦人一样。
So those believers who are hard-hearted and will not repent, they are just like Gentile.
那保罗也是有一样的看法。
And Paul had the same view.
啊，保罗说那个不守规矩的人，你要把他记下来。
And Paul said that please to record those who are not following the rules.
哎，不要跟他 communicate， 不要跟他 fellowship， 不要跟他吃饭呢。
And do not communicate with them or have fellowship or communion with them.
因为他屡劝不听啊。
Because they are not listening.
所以就跟他隔绝了。
So, be separated from them.
那当然还是要继续劝他，但是他不听的话，就是像外邦人一样。
Of course, you should continue to exhort them, but if they do not listen, then they are the same as a Gentile.
啊，所以我们只要是有人规劝我们的时候啊，我们就是要听啊。假如不听的话啊，不听劝， 那就像外邦人一样。
So when somebody comes to point out something that we need to improve on, we should also listen, or else we will be like a Gentile.
那也是要接受审判。
And we will be judged.
所以在将来的时候，我们要做一个审判的人，还是要做一个被审判的人？
So in the future, do we want to be somebody who will be judged, or somebody that will judge others?
那因为我们现在身份、现在的地位啊，已经是跟主一起作王。
And because our status is that we are to be kings with Lord Jesus.
那我们将来就要审判世界，连天使也是我们要审判他了。
In the future, we will judge the world, and we will even be we will even judge the angels.
啊，所以当然我们将来都很高兴哈，我们都能够审判人的，做审判人的工作啊。
So of course, this sounds very happy that we will be able to be able to do this work of judgment.
啊，我们就不会害怕。
And we will not be afraid.
我们就很乐意等到那一天来临。
And then we will eagerly wait for that day to come.
啊，只要是被审判的话，我们都很害怕。
If we are to be judged on that day, then we will be very afraid.
在主耶稣有一天要来接我们回去的时候
，On the day that Jesus comes to bring us back to Him,
我们不会害怕的啊。
We will not be afraid.
我们都很高兴呢。
We'll be very happy.
啊，上次柯传道他做过见证啊。
Last time, Preacher Koh shared his testimony.
啊，他说他那时候生病嘛，在德国，他这个喉咙啊里面出血啊。
And when he was ill, when he was in Germany, there was internal bleeding in his head.
说他住院。
And he was hospitalized.
啊，那时候他说他很高兴。
At that time, he said he was very joyful.
啊，因为他工作结束了。
Because his work was done.
啊，回到天父那里去。
And he would return back to heaven.
啊，就与基督一同作王。
And he would be a king with Lord Jesus.
然后能够做审判的工作。
And to do the work of judgment.
啊，所以他觉得很高兴。
So he was very happy.
啊，这是很特别的一种体验、啊、
And this is a very unique experience.
那我们将来就是这样子、啊、
And this will be us in the future.
啊，所以我们就不用死亡来临的时候，我们就不会害怕。
So we will not be afraid when death comes.
我们就能够很坦然的。
And we will be very brave.
所以我们现在来祷告。
And now we will pray.
我们求主耶稣来保守我们的心思意念。
We ask God to guard our thoughts and our hearts.
能够保守那件细麻。
And that we will be able to preserve the whiteness of our pure linen.
那祷告的时候，同时也帮助那个徐明祷告哈。
And when we pray, let us also pray for徐明。
啊，因为他今天打电话给我。
Because he gave me a phone call. He called me today.
啊，他说昨天晚上在他们大陆的家发生一件事情。在大陆的家，在大陆那个南京的家。
In his home in Nanjing, something happened.
因为有一他们隔壁的邻居啊，醉酒了，喝醉酒。
His next door neighbor was drunk.
然后就拿着刀哈、啊，要去杀隔壁杀他们家的人了、
啊。And took a knife and tried to kill those in his family.
那他们就赶快把前门啊锁好。
So they hurried to lock the front door.
啊，那个隔壁的邻居啊，就从后门又想从后门爬进去。
So the neighbor tried to enter from the back door.
那他的姨妈就是那个他太太，她是徐斌太太的姐妹啊，不知道是姐姐还是妹妹，反正他的姨妈，他们叫姨妈。
So, Xu Ming's aunt.
就拿一把刀要去自卫。要自卫啊，要自己防卫的、啊。
Oh, so she also took a knife in self-defense.
哇，这两个人就这么砍来砍去啊
！And the two of them were fighting it out.
啊，这个徐斌的姨妈就砍了那个人的颈部。徐斌的姨妈就砍了那个隔壁邻居的颈部、啊。
So the Xu Ming's aunt cut the neck of the neighbor.
啊，这个事情在本来在美国的话，因为他是要防卫自己的、啊、所以可能会没事。可是，在大陆的法律就不一样。
And if this was in the United States, then there would be nothing that would happen to her because it was out of self-defense. But in China, it is different.
啊，在大陆的话，这个他的姨妈要负责任，要接受，好像要被判刑啊。
And now his aunt will have to face, will have to go to court.
而且还要赔偿啊。
And would be sentenced and have to pay him.
那每个国家法律不一样。
And every country's laws are different.
所以很麻烦、啊、
So it is a big trouble.
所以我们现在他要求、啊、大家帮助他祷告。
So he requested that everybody pray for him.
因为他来这里生活已经 很艰苦了。
Because for him to come here, his life is also is already very difficult.
他的太太呀，经常要寄钱来接济他在这里生活。
His wife has to send him money so that he can survive here.
现在要碰到这个事情啊，更是雪上加霜啊。
And so now this is has happened, and this is another area in which is brings him for his heart to be sore.
所以用爱心来帮他祷告。
So let us pray for him out of love.
我们到前面来祷告。
Let us come to the front to pray.